We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Hamamenes Be'ish, if she does Mian and her husband, then Halacha is, who Mutter B'Krayv Esau? He is Mutter in her Krayvim, V'hi Mutter Es B'Krayv Av, and she is Mutter in his Krayvim. V'loi Pasul V'Kuna, you don't become Pasul from Kuna for Mian. But if he gave her a get, Nasan La Get, then who also B'Krayv Esau? V'yasur B'Krayv Av. He is also her kravim, and she is also his kravim. Upsum lakuna becomes pasul lakuna. Nasan la get. Let's say that Reuven is married to the ketana, gave her a get, and then took her back. Vechzira mian a boy, and then she the mian. Then we look at it that the mian is megala, that the whole kedusha was nothing, and the get's nothing also. So therefore, if she goes v'nisas lach and she marries someone else, Miss Amla is garsha, and she gets divorced or her husband dies, she's still a ketana. Mutar slach zloi. She allowed to come back to this husband. Ah, it's machzigush asay. No, we look at the mian. The last thing that she left Reuven was with the mian. That shows that everything was only the rabbanon, and therefore you go back to him. But if the opposite case happened, mian aboy, if she was then mian and Reuven, then vechzira, Reuven took her back. Nosan laget, then Reuven gave her a get, and then v'nis lach is married someone else. Then asur lach zloi. She cannot go back to Reuven because now that's called machzigush asay. Because you look at the last thing, like the Mishnah says, Zaklal get achamian asur lach zloi. If you have a get after the mian, you can't return her back. Why? Because the get shows that it was a real kedushin. Mian achaget mataras lach zloi. That's megala. That's mevatel. Whatever the get was, that shows the whole kedushin going to Rabbana. It's nothing, and therefore you mataras lach zloi.
It's okay, so you took her back.
He took her back. What do you mean?
He took her back?
Yeah.
Or was with...
Well, again, that's Talmud
Chazayin.
Yeah, of course, the Rabbanon. Yeah, she's Ketana. Yeah. Once she's Ketana, she's always the Rabbanon. So that's the halacha, that mean it's about to get. Now, look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, and it says like this. Hamenes Bish, she does mean a Reuven, v'nis la'acha, she marries Amram. V'girsha, Amram gave her a get. Then she goes, marries la'acha, she marries now someone else, Yaakov, Umina, and she does mean. But Umina, but then la'acha, she marries a fourth person, V'girsha. So there, what's the halacha? Zaklal. Kol she yoytzim ela beget, whoever gave the get, asur lach zloi, can't take her back. But me, and whatever she left with a mian, materas lach zloi, go back to that person. I gonna ask me, what do you mean? Once, let's say the last thing is a mian, let it show that everything else was only kedusha rabbanon. So it seems like that's not true. I are getting a mishnah. Might be a stira. We have to see the Gemara about that. Zot the Gemara. What do you want to tell you? It's not a stira? The case, well, here, we said in the race of the mishnah, that whatever's last, and let's say with Reuven was married to her, gave her a get, and then took her back, gave her a mian. Now she marries someone else, and he allowed to take her back. I machzu gershasai. Terry says, not called gershasai. Since the last thing was a mian, it was megala.
Even though he gave her a get?
Yeah, gave her a get first, then mian, yeah. Whatever the last one is, megala mafreya. Here, we're saying that even though there's a mian, a get, whatever's the person of a get, it's a problem. Even though the last thing was a mian, maybe. So talk to Gemara. Gemara's going to bring out this point. So you see in the Reisha, I'm osi mian avat leget. You see, mian comes and it's mevat leget. Raminu menasri okasha astira. It says that at the end of the Mishnah, havamenes be'ish, she's memayin in Reuven, v'nis la'acha, she marries Amram v'girsha, and Amram gave her a get. Then la'acha to Yaakov v'min abay, and gave her a mian. La'acha to Shmuel v'girsha, and gave her a get. Zaklal, calls you also when a get. Whoever gave the get, let's say Reuven and Yaakov, asur lachzla. But me and Mataras lachzla. Amali also me and the chavre, the mean of that she did to Amram, not batligita of Reuven, did they? It's not batligat. So it's a steer to the ratio. We said me and batligat. Already in the words, you already see maybe a terrace. Maybe the difference in chavre and the day, maybe. Okay, let's see. So only the most small, tavra. You're right. It's a steer. It's kashi adadi. Mishon azul azul azul. That whoever said the first half of the Mishnah, did not say the second half of the Mishnah. Omar, Rava, or some of the Girsa. Omar, Rava, but either way, Omar, Rava, or my Kosha, what's the stira? Dilma, me and the day, maybe his me and Mavata get the day, Kavata is the get. If she does me and to him, to the same person, that's Megala Mefreya, that his get is nothing. But me and the Chav relay Mavata get the day, but someone else's me is not Megala Mefreya on his get. Umayishno, what's talking the difference? What's the difference? Why is me and the chavre not about to get today, and by his me and it does? So the Gemara says this. You know why? Betzem the me and shemigal b'freya. It's not like a kedushin. But if we allow a me and of the friend, it ruins his get. But it takes away his get. then we're worried it's happening like this. I'll speak it out outside first. Okay? Reuven gives a get to his Ketana wife. She's very upset. She loved Reuven. But he gave her a get. She went to marry Amram. Now, if the halacha will be is that if Amram didn't, if she didn't mean to Amram, she's allowed to go back to Reuven. So you know what's going to happen? Reuven's going to feel bad afterwards. You know, I should have kept her. So Reuven's going to go one day for lunch and like a wink and wink to her. Just do me in, you know, just do me in. And she'll do me in and come back to him. Gavaldik, go back to him. So if you allow that to happen, he's going to do this.
Sure.
What? I can't hear you. What?
Sure.
What's wrong? She's married, happily married to someone.
What?
I know, but it's not. She's very, very gullible. She's a ketana. And this man is a grown man. It's going to cause problems over here. She didn't mean now. She didn't mean. He gave a get. He got rid of her. Now she married someone else. Things are bringing her back. It's not right to the other husband making do mean. So I did the makaris from Rizosav and Kizosav. Also, Meshabesh Umaisilo. And she'll go. He'll go and like drive her crazy and bring him go back to him. And she's very very gullible and very fickle. So she'll come back and say, oh, I don't want this. That's not good for Shalom Bayis. So, Frank the Marakasha, me and the day Nami, loy levanta get the day. The idea of a karasim is raised because Joseph also Mashabash and Maisla, saying Lachaira, in a case where he gave a get and brought her back and then gave me, and then she did me in. So now also when she marries someone else, she shouldn't allow him to come back because he might do the same thing. So Nora says, no. Hakvar Shibsha of loy establish. There, who left? In that case, she left Reuven. So they were not worried that she's going to come back. She's the one who didn't like him. So she didn't like him. Mashenkin, in the first case, says he gave a get. He gave a get, she wanted to stay. He gave a get, so she wanted to stay. Now worried that if he comes asking for her, she'll go back. But in the case where she gave Mian, she didn't want. She left. So they were not worried that she's going to come running back. So that's the chilek between the day and the chavre. By the chavre, she leaves him with a get, and now she went to someone else. We don't allow that if she does me and to go back to him, because we don't want to have shibush, we don't have to have him winking at her. Masha Enkein, where it's his own mian, then it's not a problem. That's the chilek between the reisha and the seifa. Eli kasha, the most abavdim kasha, the chavre ad chavre kasha. There's a kasha, but chavre ad chavre. Why? Because it says in the second case in the Mishnah, the middle case, mian aboy, if she didn't mian to. She didn't mean to a husband, to Reuven. Vechzira, Reuven returned her. And then Asla gave her a get. Then, Venisas la'acha, she married someone else. Ms. Amon Skarasha, Asura la'chzuloi. She can't go back to him. Why not? Because Reuven ended up with a get. So it's considered like, the mean is not a Gilum Afreya. Time with this Amon Skarasha. It's Mashu Dafka because she was Amon Skarasha from a second husband. Her meana. But if she didn't mean in the second husband. But Teres la'chzuloi. Alma, you see, Asi mean the chavre. The mean she did in the second husband, Amram, Mavata get the day, the Vata his get. Viraminu, and Rasio Kasha from the Seifa. Hamamenes, Beish, Venisis Lacha, Vigir Shalacha, Minaboy, Zak Klakosh, who's been of a get, Asu Lachloi. Whoever gave the get can't take her back. But me and Teres Lachloi. So you see, Amaloy also mean the Chari Vata get the day. You see, me and the Chari is not Vata get the day. So you have a stira, the end of the Mishnah says that a me and the Chari is not Vata his get. And the middle case is Mashma has the Diuk. That if it would be Mian, not the Salmas Garish, it would be Mian, you would be able to go back to the Balaget. You better give back the person who gave a get. So you see, the Mian is about to get the day. So stira. I'm Rav Lazar. Lazar, Tavra Mishanazu, Lazarazu. You're right. Taka, it's a stira, and there's two different Mandiyamru. Ula Amar, no, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. Really, it's not a stira. Really, that we say that you can't. Really, you say that Mian, the Chavre, is Mevatel Getidei. And Phil Ula won't have his svaros of this Shibush, of making like a winking. In the last case, why over there don't we say that Mian, the Chavre, is Mevatel Getidei? Ula Oma, can she show Shlava Gitin the Mexico Gedaila? That the case of the Sefer was, there was three different cases of Gitin. They were married to Reuven, Amram, Yaakov, Shmuel, Eli, and Pinchas. And from three of them, you got to get. So there, since there's three gittin, it's Mechzai Gedarla. A Mishnah doesn't say that. Only says two gittin. So you know what asked the Kasha? Rikivega says, Gilin HaShas, look at Rikivega and Gilin HaShas. After Masisim Tony Rak, this Kasha, baseball man, Yeshlom, Vizinokala, Aliba, the Rebbe, the Trezim, they have a Chazaka. Who's going to Rosh Hashanah needs three chazakas. Well, Kabbalim, others say you regardless of Mishnah three, or some say you don't have to speak everything out. Al Kapanim comes down. Rav Loza holds that you have the svara of shivush, and it's machlekes the Reisha Mishnah Sefer Mishnah that the Sefer Mishnah holds the svara of shivush. Therefore, me and the chavre is not mevatel get today, and the middle case the Mishnah holds not like that. That it is mevatel. That's machlekes tanoim. And according to Ula, no one holds a shibush. I, the Sefer, says that me and the Chavri is not about to get today. It's only because there were three gittin, so that made her look like a gedayel already. Look like a gedayel, and therefore the kedushin works. It looks like a kedushin already. So, to Gemara, man tana. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the holds of Chagas Tanoim, who are the two Tanoim? So Gemara doesn't say it's Rav and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yasi. Even though Rav, we don't usually call him a tana, but he's a tana opalik. He is a certain level of a tana. Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe, and he's a little bit of a Tana. Zog to Gemara, man Tana, who's the Machlekes Tanoim? Oh, Rav Yudom Rav. To the first, my name is Rav. What do you see Rav, what Rav holds? It says like this. Rav says, my dechsev, what's pshat in the Pasuk in Eicha that says, Mimeinu bekesev shosinu, which means that they had to pay money for the water. Etzeinu b'mechir yevoyu, and they had to pay for firewood, which means things that usually come free, they have to pay for. And he says that's a metaphor for the Torah. They have to pay money to get Torah. Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and had to pay an extraordinary amount of money to ask him a shiloh. My dechsev, b'meimenu b'kassi shinu etzeinu mechir yivahu, b'shah sakonis v'aksha halacha zu, they had a shiloh about this halacha, which halacha? This halacha of our mishnah, reish yotzam rishim meget, u'mesheni b'miyin, mao, shetach rishim, you go back to the rishim, that doesn't mean the shiloh is Mion de Chavre about to get today. Sokri od mecha baba mea zuz. They hired someone for 400 zuz. Vashalu es Rabbi Kiva beis asurim. Went to ask Rabbi Kiva beis asurim. Vashar. And he says it's asur. They went to ask Rabbi Kiva beis asurim. Vashar. And he asked. So like upon him, you see Rav holds that it's asur. And Mion de Chavre love about to get today. Rav Shom Reyesi August. Rav Shom Reyesi lezula etzurchanu. You don't need to ask Rabbi Kiva the shayla. It's pashat. If le'issa karas atarato, which means it's eshus ish, which is issa karas, even though here it's only the rabbana, but it's a type of issa karas that mia works for, le'issa lav, which is machzer gershasai, like kolshkein, it should work for machzer gershasai. And even though you can ask that there was a svara, why Rav hold was also, because of the svara of shibush, that might wink, but the mice doesn't make sense. If mia works for a karas, it should work for a lav. But it was a different shayla they asked him. Rakach shayla, a whole different shayla, nothing to do with our sugya. But you see, Rabbi Shmuel B'Yosi, that holds that, that's Pashit, he holds that Mion the Chavri is about to get the day, and that's the Machlekes, Tanoim. Machlekes Rav, Rabbi Shmuel B'Yosi, is the Machlekes two parts of our Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah says that it's not about the Chavri, that's Rav. And the middle part is Mashmah, that Mion the Chavri is about to get the day, that's Rabbi Shmuel B'Yosi. Fear Rabbi Shmuel B'Yosi, what was the shayla they asked Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Seira? The shayla was like this. The law is that your mother's brother's wife, your aunt, but it's your mother's brother's wife, that's really not a derais de geisser. It's only a shnia. It's only a shnia. It's otu eishes achi aviv. Your father's brother's wife, that's your doidosoi, and that's a deraisa. So shnia is otu that, which is eishes achi imay. So you have here, you have Reuben and Shimon, who are brothers from their father. Shimon's mother's brother's wife is this woman. V'nos achmaviv. Ruvi marries her. Ruvi's not related to her at all. Ruvi marries her. She was a ketana, by the way. Ruvi marries her. Umates. Then Ruvi dies. Now, Felta Shimon. What's the problem, Felta Shimon? It's his aunt that's a shnia. It's his aunt that's a shnia. So what's the shayla over here? L'chari is a mitzvah zivum. On the other hand, it's a derabanan. So what can you do? You have an eitzah. She... This ketana will do mian posthumously. Will do mian in her first husband, which was the uncle of Shimon, and now she could do even to Shimon. Maus teman hashtav etakren osun kamoi and be oiker the first osun. But this yavam and do yibum. Yesh mian lachamitzvah makom mitzvah eloi. Is there a mian lachamitzvah makom mitzvah or not? Now both Rashi and Tosfos speak out that if it would be a real erva, so then we wouldn't do this. There's mian. Why? Because there's something that's nira ke'erva already. But here it's only a shnia, so we're not worried about nira ke'erva over here. So sachar shnei v'adam, v'armei ezuz, they hired two people, 400 zuz, v'alv shalos v'kiva v'beis asurim, they went to ask v'kiva v'beis asurim, v'asar, as you know what I'm saying, v'asim v'asar and asar. But there's a whole different shaila about if you do Mi'in and a Shnia, in order to do Yibam, and like we said, if it be a Deraisa the Diga Erva, you wouldn't do Mi'in. Deraisa Erva, it's only the Rabban, the Diga marriage. You wouldn't do Mi'in in that because that looks like a Erva, like we had it ready Gemara before a few times with Ula. Hakaponim, but he held that the shaila of Mi'in the Chavri, about the other day, was not even a shaila, it's Pashad Ismavatal. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, Umoyde Rav, Rav who says before, that Mion the Chavri is not mevat to get the day. Why not? Because there's a chash that he who gave a get might wink to her and get a dumion. That was the reason. It's that she's mutter to Reuven's brother. So Pshita, Mar says Pshat, because the Maisa really it's all Darbanans. Pshita, who knew the Mekeres Berizoysev Gizoysev? It's only him, Reuven, who knows her different cranks and could get her to come back. Ava Achav Loi, but the Achav doesn't have that problem, so it's Pshat that it's not really related. Now, Tame of the words looks so high to high. You make Zera. If you allow her to marry the brother, she might go marry Reuven again. Kama Shlon, you don't make Zera. She doesn't recognize his different winks and different things that he could get her attention. So what's the problem? There's a gzera for that out to him, and therefore the loch is it's also going to the second gersa. Either first gersa is mutter and the chiddush is not gzera. Second loch holds there is a gzera and taka also to the achim.